For his latest book, Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr compiled a list of classic movies that families can watch together. But he didn't think his daughter was absorbing his ideas until it came time to plan her birthday party.
I knew we had passed some twisted point of no return when our daughter, Eliza, announced she wanted to have a Katharine Hepburn party, with a screening of Bringing Up Baby, for her 9th birthday. My wife and I tried to talk her out of it, but the kid was unmoved. It was her birthday, and she argued convincingly for the right to choose her own party theme. So out the invitations went. In came the phone calls from the mothers and fathers. Bringing Up Baby is from 1938. It doesn't star Lindsay Lohan. There's no CGI. The parents wondered, wouldn't their children get bored, wander off, play with knives? My wife and I said we were putting out activities to occupy those boys and girls unable to handle black and white cinematography. It turns out we didn't need them. We took a half-hour intermission for cake, and when we asked if the kids were ready to start the movie again, there was a roar of assent. We picked up with a great scene. Hepburn, playing madcap rich girl Susan Vance, has called to tell Cary Grant's nerd scientist that her brother has sent her a pet leopard from Brazil, and Grant has rushed over to her apartment, certain she's in danger of being mauled.
Susan!
Yes, yes,
Susan!
Yes, David.
Oh, you're all right.
Yes, I'm all right.
You lied to me.
No, well, I did just...
Telling me a ridiculous story about a leopard.
No, it wasn't a ridiculous story. I have a leopard.
But where is the leopard?
Right in there.
I don't believe you, Susan.
But you have to believe me.
I've been a victim of your unbridled imagination once more. All the way talking about...
All right, what are you going to do?
I'm going to call the zoo.
Oh, no, you can't do that, David. Oh, that's the meanest thing I ever heard. He's a pet. He'd be miserable in a zoo. Listen, from my brother Mark from Brazil. Dear Susan, I'm sending you baby. That's baby. A leopard I picked up. Got him with your life. He's 3 years old, gentle as a kitten, and he likes dogs.
Listen to her. It's the classic movie equivalent of scat singing. The kids had never seen or heard anything like it. Funny and free, it felt more real than anything their media diet feeds them, including reality TV. Now, some modern family movies are fine. Pixar, I rest my case. But almost all of them arrive in theaters prepackaged, product-placed, and overpromoted. They're sold out, pandering to mini-me tastes and fashion and flippant attitude. More and more grown-ups are wondering, where's the antidote to Disneyfied pap and computer-generated sugar shock? How do you expose kids to grown-up subjects without booty calls and bursting intestines? Is there anything we can all watch together? Well, of course there is. Old movies. Some like it hot, for instance. It's a goofy farce about two guys dressing as women, but it's also maybe the funniest movie ever made, not to mention Marilyn Monroe's best film. Here's Jack Lemmon trying to convince eccentric millionaire Joe E. Brown that he's not prime marriage material.
I'm gonna level with you. We can't get married at all.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, I'm not a natural blonde.
Doesn't matter.
I smoke. I smoke all the time.
I don't care.
Well, I have a terrible past. For 3 years now, I've been living with a saxophone player.
I forgive you.
I can never have children.
We can adopt some.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
All About Eve teaches kids the importance of knowing who your friends are, as well as the value of Bette Davis. The Day the Earth Stood Still, a child's first sci-fi movie. To Kill a Mockingbird, a passage to adulthood with a father figure to last. And there are so many more. Movies that open a door out of Hollywood's Hall of Mirrors onto endless variations in style, behavior, and morals. With any luck, my own kids will go through life lacking that fear of old movies, and much more important, old culture, that keeps so many children and parents locked in an eternal, ahistorical now. To understand now, of course, you have to understand then. More than any other art form, old movies show the way back. They bridge gaps between generations of kids, parents, and grandparents. Not only can you watch them together, you want to.
Ty Burr is a film critic at the Boston Globe. His book is The Best Old Movies for Families, A Guide to Watching Together.